Welcome to the City Club of Eugene's September 8th program, Elevate Lane County, A Path to Good Tech Jobs. This is the first program in our 2017-2018 programming year. I'm Sandra Bishop, City Club President. The City Club brings together civic-minded people to make Eugene a better place to live, work, and play. We're a member-supported organization. Our members have a direct influence on public policy. Become a member of City Club at cityclubofeugene.org. And support for City Club is provided by our members and sponsors, including University of Oregon Government and Community Relations, Hacksaw, Housing and Community Services Agency of Lane County. And a very special welcome to a couple of new and an upgraded Sapphire level sponsor, Johnson Johnson Lucas and Middleton PC Attorneys Law Firm has become a new member, and George Rohde Repair Shops has become a new member, and Gatos Churnside and Balthrop PC Attorneys have upgraded their membership to that Sapphire level. So thank you for that. So today, the coordinators of today's program are Paul Thompson and Joel Corin. So I'd like to turn it over to Joel to introduce today's speakers. Thank you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the first of this year's City Club presentations. Today's program, Elevate Lane County, is part of a series of programs being presented to City Club about the business and tech community. This series of programs is the brainchild of Paul Thompson. He works tirelessly to get these programs on, and we appreciate his efforts. Today's program is in conjunction with the TAO, and you'll see the banner here, Technical Association of Oregon, group of tech companies that are trying to make the world a better place for tech companies and innovation, and particularly here in Eugene. Elevate Lane County is a dynamic program between the schools and the tech community in an effort to help teachers prepare students for good-paying tech jobs. And you're going to hear about that program today from Heidi Lorick of Connected Lane County, Connected Lane County is the program or the organization that puts on this program. She is the director and leads the regional effort to increase opportunities for local students. You'll also hear from Jake Weatherly from Sheer ID. Jake is the CEO and co-founder of Sheer ID, an Oregon-based software company that enables brands to create multi-channel exclusive offers while mitigating fraud and reducing friction and user experience in the user experience. Sheer ID was one of the participants in this program. And Amy Stenary of Thurston High School. Amy is chair of the counseling department at Thurston High, and this summer she participated in Elevate Lane County by visiting 10 local technology companies and interviewing employees about their background and skills in order to create a career pathway for the students. The first questioner, we're honored to have Dr. Gustavo Baldares, superintendent of the 4J school system, to ask questions to the speakers about the program and what it has accomplished. The first speaker will be Heidi.
Thank you for the introduction, Joel. I'm glad to be here and honored to kick off this panel. As he said, my name is Heidi Larwick, and I'm the director of Connected Lane County. I took this role nearly 2 years ago when my daughter was just completing kindergarten. I used to spend a lot of time in her classroom, and when I would look around at her friends, I knew that a third of them might not graduate high school. That didn't feel good, and it didn't feel right. So My friends will tell you I like a good challenge, and I took this job because I believe in public education, and I believe that every student should have equal opportunities from the moment they're born until they graduate from high school. So my job at Connected Lane County is to help our community create opportunities that will help the students in our 16 school districts reach that graduation and help them prepare for whatever they choose beyond graduation. We've been very fortunate to have strong leaders at our table that include representatives from our 16 school districts, Lane Community College, the University of Oregon, United Way of Lane County, the Educational Policy Improvement Center, the Early Learning Alliance, Lane Workforce Partnership, and the Technology Association of Oregon. I'm here today to talk about one of our programs, Elevate Lane County, a program that just completed a six-month pilot. But before I go into that, I want to remind you of some of the economic and educational history in Lane County that have led us to where we are today. To do this, I sat down with one of my mentors, Dean Hansen. He's been working in the community for over 40 years. He has three children that went through public education, and he works in the financial industry, which is largely impacted by our economy. So as you might remember, in the 80s, we were hit by a severe recession. Interest rates were high, no one could borrow to build a home or afford to purchase a home, and as a result, our local timber and construction industries suffered greatly. There was virtually no new construction in Lane County for 10 years, and people moved away to find work. At the same time, our public schools were losing funding, but they had a strong focus on vocational education, which was preparing students for those very careers that were leaving. Towards the end of the 80s, we started to see more and more students opt out of vocational training and into more academic courses. There was a perceived correlation between higher degrees and higher earnings that fueled kind of a college for all mentality. That mentality caused educators and parents to encourage university in pursuit of long-term job security. With this shift, we did see an increase in college enrollment. We also saw an increase in college dropouts, and only a third of students in Oregon were graduating in 6 years. So let's jump ahead from the 90s to 2016. Our economy is doing much better. We've seen industry diversification, growth in manufacturing, financial and banking sectors, technology, and healthcare. A third of our open jobs require a bachelor's, while almost 60% require the right technical skills from a one-year certificate or a two-year program. However, our schools are still underfunded. Vocational education has been renamed Career Technical Education, or CTE, and it has received significant investment from both the federal and state governments. And it is starting to reshape public education. But what we found is it's not as simple as just introducing a new class into the school. Students need hands-on, real-world experience in and out of the classroom, and they need to know which local industries can lead to long-term employment. So in 2016, while leaders on the education side were grappling with these challenges, we had local tech companies coming together to voice their needs. With the help of Lane Workforce Partnership, our local workforce investment board, and the Technology Association of Oregon, or TAO, a membership group that unites the technology industry, local companies were given a platform to voice loud and clear that they needed access to local talent. We have over 400 tech companies here in Lane County, over 200 open jobs today. The average wage is $74,000, and their growth is only going to climb steeply. They are the fastest growing sector in Lane County. So it's about time in this story in 2016 when Matt Sayer, the director of TAO, and I met, and we were able to bring everyone's voices to the table to ask the question, what if? What if we could create a comprehensive school-to-work system that connected students and educators to local high-demand, high-growth industries? And what if we could scale this program so that every student in Lane County had access to it? Elevate Lane County was created to provide students with an opportunity to explore careers and learn the skills that may help us meet the long-term local workforce needs. Its design is rooted in the coordination of career-connected learning. When we talk about career-connected learning, we're talking about internships for students, externships for teachers, job shadows, industry tours, and industry partners in the classroom. This year, we've been participating in a pilot with our local tech companies And so far, we've been able to provide 159 students with an internship, a job shadow, or a three-hour, three-location industry tour, which we call Experience Oregon Tech. We've involved 16 companies and 10 high schools in the first 6 months. Then, this past summer, 11 of our educators spent over 1,800 hours with local tech companies. Two of these educators will launch new career technical education programs in their high school, and we expect 3 to 4 to follow in 2018. One high school counselor, who you'll hear from soon, from Thurston, spent her summer with 12 companies and interviewed over 100 employees about their tech careers. She will be developing a career pathways document that we can share with all 16 of our school districts in hopes of providing students with the information they need to prepare for a tech career while they're still in high school. So it's been an extremely successful pilot, but we're just a little over halfway through the year. We anticipate that the student numbers will triple in the next school year and the number of high schools to grow to 18. This fall, we'll be offering experiences in tech and manufacturing, and we hope to add health by 2018. In October, we're going to host another Experience Oregon Tech with 3 buses of students, and we're adding an Experience Oregon Manufacturing, where we will bus 4 buses of students through food production and wood product facilities. In October, we'll also host the first ever career exploration event for 8th and 9th graders at the fairgrounds. We anticipate over 2,000 students will attend, and they'll get hands-on experience with local companies. They'll get to participate in mock interviews. They'll hear from industry leaders, and for many of them, they'll get to prepare a resume for the first time. Elevate has been successful because we received funding from the Oregon Department of Education, the Oregon Community Foundation, and the Ford Family Foundation. And this program would not be complete without its own technology component. So we're working with one local company, Partnered Solutions IT, to build a website for us that will allow better and more efficient communication to take place. And in fact, the website is going live on Monday at elevatelanecounty.org. If you visit the website, you'll be able to see all of the partners that are involved in our work so far. If you are a student, you can apply for an internship or a job shadow. If you're an educator, you can request an industry tour. And if you're an industry partner, you can sign up to host a student or host a tour of your own. We hope you'll continue to use, or we hope you'll use this website to watch our progress and see the impact we have on our students. And if you have more questions or contact information, there's a fancy handout on the table. Before I conclude, I do want to share a story with you about one of our students. We met him this past March, and he was a senior about to graduate from one of our alternative high schools. He was new to programming, but was encouraged by his teachers to apply for an internship. His interview was stellar, despite not having any previous work or internship experience, and we placed him with a local tech company for an internship for 6 weeks. He then graduated in June, applied for a paid summer internship with another local company, and has been working there this entire summer. In a week or two, he'll find out if he's been offered a full-time job. When we met this student back in the spring, he wasn't sure what he was going to do after graduation. Sorry. And when I saw him a few weeks ago, there was a new light in him. He had found his passion, and he had found his niche, and I just couldn't be more thrilled for him and his family. So I want to finish by revisiting my friend Dean. At the end of our conversation about the history of Lane County, I asked him, "What's the one piece of advice you would give a high school sophomore?" And he said, "Find yourself a marketable skill and lean on your strengths. Find what makes you happy and find people who will encourage you to enhance that skill." We believe this is exactly what Elevate is trying to achieve. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. That was great. And thank you to the City Club of Eugene. Thank you, members and guests. Paul. Thanks for seeking us out and helping put this program together. Sandy as well, and Sandra, great to meet you. What a great organization. Also, thank you to the Technology Association of Oregon, to Heidi, to the districts that participated in this program. As a participant on the company side, it was quite a flattering opportunity and interesting opportunity, both personally and professionally. And I can give you a little bit of an overview and background to help you understand why, specifically for me. I'm Jake Weatherly. I'm CEO and co-founder of SheerID. We're a Eugene-based enterprise software company. We're venture-backed, which means that we're backed by a venture capital fund, kind of like some of the stuff you see in Silicon Valley or in Shark Tank, but a little bit more fun and maybe a little bit less intense. My wife and I moved here in 1996, sight unseen, and part of the reason why we moved to Eugene was because she wanted to pursue her education in getting a master's degree in education. I'm the son of an educator, I'm the husband of an educator, and I'm the father of three young students here in the 4J district. And I say all of that because those are the things that really came together for me personally and as a leader of a technology company here in Eugene that were the spark for alignment between what was put together and came together as the Elevate program and SheerID and the Technology Association of Oregon, and really just the fundamental goals of developing a pipeline of the next generation of technology company founders, of team members, and enablers in all different sectors in order to help what we are already growing so quickly here in the greater Eugene area. I say technology company enablers because it's not just tech companies. We've done, as a result of a great relationship that we have with the University of Oregon and a relationship that we have with Lane Community College and some of the other higher education institutes here in our area, now four internships with college students. Two of those have turned out to be full-time, just absolutely stellar team members, so it's a great recruiting tool for SheerID, but we also think it's a really great opportunity for us to be able to provide value to students who I think often face that that catch-22 during their first interview, where the interviewer says, this looks really interesting. I like your education. It's interesting where you'd like to focus your career. The only problem that I'm seeing here is you don't have any experience. And then the question from the candidate becomes, well, I'm sitting here because what I'm looking for is experience. And you end up kind of in this circular logic. So what we found is that providing opportunities to deliver experience is just a great way for the technology community and technology-enabled companies in this area to provide that value and ideally to help some of the great and talented individuals who are coming up through our education system to stay here in Eugene and be great contributors as we continue to grow the community and grow this sector. But back to the whole technology enablement side of things, I'll give you an example. One of our interns, we were his second internship during his University of Oregon education in computer science. His first was with a wood products company, but he writes code. The reason why his first internship was with a wood products company is because it turns out that a lot of these companies, like software companies, are running their own operations and their own processes using technology, from computers to the software that runs on those computers. And so he came to us after his first internship with this amazing experience in true enterprise class software, and really immersed in process and development. So both kind of the strategic lens and then certainly the operations and execution perspective as well. Just an example, I think, of all of these different areas within the economy and within the different sectors that are, in fact, in the end, in my opinion, very driven by or operated by technology. Heidi mentioned food and beverage and breweries. I mentioned wood products. Another one that's really interesting, there's a company up in the Portland area called Orchestra Software. They're one of the fastest growing private software companies in Oregon right now. And they provide a software platform for breweries to operate their business. It's an interesting kind of combination. You have brewers who have passion around brewing beer and their recipes and the process, but not necessarily a ton of passion around accounting and spreadsheets and operations. So it's a great marriage. So for us, the reason why it was a great opportunity for us to participate in Elevate, for SheerID as a whole, and then for us personally who got to interact with the educator who we brought on, it really came down to our passion for growing our business and for growing this entire industry in Oregon and beyond. And an understanding that we're very passionate about sharing and socializing within the community as far and wide as our voices will carry to help people understand that we're now a 50-person company. Of the 50 team members at SheerID, 9 of them write code. So what do the other 41 people do to keep SheerID humming along and growing? We have a lot of people who do marketing. We have a whole finance department. We track our accounts receivable, accounts payable. We have partnerships and business development. Certainly we have sales, and we have service and support. Many of those are certainly enabled by technology, but they're not software development roles. So we were really eager to work with an educator and then to have that voice be a force multiplier within the community to students, to help students understand that this is a sector that invites openly all participation from all of the different areas of business that it takes to start, grow, and run. Our particular experience, I think, was a very good one in terms of the way that the program was put together. I saw it kind of outside looking in as kind of a matchmaker service up front. There were really in-depth and authentic interviews with the educators and with the students in terms of what they were looking for and how they wanted to immerse themselves with companies and with individuals and with various departments that aligned with what they wanted to bring back to their classrooms or bring back to their own career development. And we found ourselves in a very fortunate position to develop a relationship with the educator who came into SheerID for a 6-week period, who was looking for things that we do and looking for things that we are actually in the process of operationalizing. So the value wasn't just us providing an opportunity for him to be immersed in our company and in our processes and with our teams. The value actually was delivered, I think, on both sides of the equation because of his passion for some of the things that we were working on bringing into SheerID. And I'm happy to report that the experience on both sides of the equation was just amazing. And we're very excited to watch what comes into the classroom environment and look through this longer lens of middle school and high school students who are now being prepared as the next generation of hopefully SheerID team members. But if we have to seed some of our candidates to companies like IDX and CBT Nuggets, we'll be just fine with that too. The other experience that I thought was really interesting was working with Amy. I was interviewed by Amy. You did a great job. And she interviewed most of the people at SheerID. I would say on one point that as a company, one of the things that we looked at before we made the decision to participate is this going to be disruptive? And then what's our definition of disruptive? I think there's a really positive version where a new objective perspective comes in to a company culture, and it can be a nice eye-opening experience. There's obviously a negative version of disruption that we didn't want to embrace, which was, I'm not sure how much time all of us can take out to sit down and kind of have this side project rather than focusing on the business. And what was nice about working with Amy is she kind of went round robin in a very kind of open and casual way to everyone within SheerID. And I hope that we'll hear that she gathered a lot of really interesting information in terms of developing the career pathways document and helping inform kind of the next level of where we can take Elevate together. In closing, what I'll say is formally as an employee and team member, now as a co-founder and a leader and a team member, what is happening here in the greater Eugene area and what all of these different companies and nonprofits and really just passionate, proactive people have come together to do and is working and is being executed and is growing is genuinely, in my opinion, building the foundation and developing truly the building blocks for a really exciting future. And I think we're seeing that evidence every day in the news, in networking events, and even just dropping children off at school and interacting with one another as a community. I'm really proud to be part of this community. I'm really proud to have an opportunity to contribute in the way that the program was put together to give us this opportunity. So thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you, City Club members, for giving me the opportunity to share the educator's perspective of Elevate Lane County's tech externships this summer. The insights and knowledge gained from the local tech company industry will make immediate and lasting impacts to youth. As you heard from Heidi and from Jake, there were teachers doing 3 to 6 week internships, different timelines, in various tech companies for deeper learning to help expand new curriculum into their schools. My externship was very unique. I was able to go into 10 companies and interview people in many, many positions. My focus was to find out how a person got into their position, what does the person do every day in their job, what qualities or skills are needed for the position, and ask the person to give ideas about what a student could be doing right now or in the future to help them gain skills and knowledge for the career. So 106. That was the number, the official number of formal interviews, actually counted last night, I conducted during my 6 weeks in the 10 different companies in Eugene. These 106 people that sat down with me from anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours were generous, open, full of ideas and resources, and most importantly, excited to offer their insights, experience, and knowledge to help students and educators better understand their world. As a counselor for 22 years, these authentic conversations with people are what I crave. I loved every minute of them. My hand always couldn't keep up with all the information. I think I should have learned shorthand prior, but I would guess that probably one of the people could have told me about some app or automation software. I don't know, I'm sure they could have told me something if I would have asked. But I'm sure you're wondering, where did I go for the interviews? That was a constant question from my friends and family because they were amazed by the whole technology world that was happening in Lane County. And I also want to honor the people that gave their time to me. So my generous hosts were Partnered Solutions IT, Weight Trainer, Toba Capital, Emerald Broadband, IDX, Palo Alto Software, ShareID, thank you, Jake, Lunar Logic, CBT Nuggets, and Revolution Design. I spent 1 or 2 days in each site interviewing as many people as possible. So during my 6 weeks, I sat down with developers, programmers, engineers, quality assurance leads, system administrators, product and project managers, user experience designers, social media strategists, content writers, customer service support specialists, sales development representatives, human resource specialists, CEOs, CFOs, and many more. So there were many, many titles, and many I had never heard of before. They made up a lot of their titles, which was very fun, it was great. But with every one of them, I was excited to find out what they did and how they contributed to the company. In my interviews with each position, they are clearly specific technical skills needed to do their job. For example, a programmer is going to need to know how to code deeply. So there was conversation around Java and Python and all those things. A social marketing director or specialist needed to understand search engine optimization. I heard SEO all the time. But what was amazing in the interviews were a certain set of qualities or professional skills that emerged that I heard over and over again. It didn't matter if the person was in marketing or sales, programming, finance, or management. There was a consistency in the message from the culture of the tech industry. They are looking for people who have a deep sense of curiosity, strong verbal and written skills, the ability to adapt quickly, and a team-oriented mindset. So hearing these characteristics come up over and over again helps focus our work as educators. It further punctuates the need to create units and projects that allow students to communicate clearly within a team and have complex problems in front of them so they can think deeply and adapt quickly. And now we have the tech industry clearly articulating the value of these qualities in the workplace. Curiosity, clear communication, adaptability, and being a great team member are driving the tech industry's culture in Lane County. Getting a first row view of these values in the workplace was really, really inspiring this summer. Our students need to be practicing these skills to be ready to fit into the culture so they can jump in and be ready. The good news is these are professional skills. So even if they don't want to be in the tech industry, these will be applied to any career path that they want to go into. So one of my favorite takeaways was from a teacher from her Elevate Lane County experience when she did her long-term internship. She will be incorporating the slogan in her classroom, "Make sure you beat your head against the problem for at least 10 minutes before you ask for help." We can help ignite curiosity by not giving them the answers because we need to move on to the next lesson plan step, or because we see our children struggling with a problem and it makes us feel uncomfortable, so we give them the answer. The struggle is where the learning happens. I spoke to a number of developers who talk about the need for patience in order to figure out complex problems. Sometimes that meant stepping away from their computer, trying out-of-box solutions, or just Googling, which I've been Googling a lot more lately. I'll be excited to hear what happens in her classroom during those 10 minutes of silence at the beginning of the year. I'm sure it will change as the year goes on. So what are the next steps after this innovative summer between educators and the local tech industry? What are we going to do with this valuable information and knowledge? Here are a few things that we have started. Number one, we're creating a career pathway document, which you've heard about, and we're going to share it with counselors, teachers, students, families, and you. The document will include types of career opportunities in the local tech company, skills that are needed, training and education needed. So, for example, the difference between certifications, two-year programs, and four-year programs, and a list of ideas and resources that students can start accessing right now to gain skills. When I asked Robert Steck, the CEO from Partnered Solutions IT, for ideas if I had a student wanting to get started in the tech industry after graduation, he said to me, "Well, why are they waiting? They should start now." And I laughed, but I thought to myself, well, I don't know what to tell them. So now through all these interviews, I know what to tell them. They gave me lists of ideas around free online resources, community groups they can access right now, books. So I have notebooks full of ideas, which is amazing. The career pathway document will be shared this fall throughout Lane County educators. So it won't just be me knowing the information, but educators and students as well, so they can start immediately. Number two, teachers involved in Elevate Lane County will be adding new content to their courses. So not only will computer science courses be added, but deeper real-world information and already existing computer sciences will be incorporated. So here's some of the examples of the industry content that will be included in Lane County curriculum. So get ready. Exposure to Scrum methodology, quality assurance lessons, GitHub for version control, introduction to Amazon Web Services, and an in-depth understanding of the internet and cybersecurity issues, how companies are analyzing social media posts in marketing classes. What an amazing opportunity for students that will be happening immediately this fall because the local tech companies opened their doors to all these educators. It's happening right now. Number three, be on the lookout for, in October, there's a blue chip insert in the Register Guard that will be featuring a few first-person perspectives of Elevate Lane County experiences, including one for me that I'm writing this weekend. Today, you guys got the first exclusive on all of it, so congratulations. And the blue chip insert is really intended to spread the word. So you guys got the first part, and then it'll go out to the county. Because there's so much amazing information shared through this partnership, our goal is to continue to find ways to spread the word about our educators' experience to our community. So there'll be more to come. As I get ready to close, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you about my 106th and final interview with my former student from Thurston High School, Chloe from Revolution Design. I was her counselor for 4 years. There was something so special about having her be my last interview. It was punctuated why the work of Elevate Lane County is so special. Chloe worked very, very hard in high school, and she had many challenges, including the death of her father. When she graduated, she went to LCC and then transferred to U of O to earn her degree in journalism. She basically had to work full-time while in college to afford to go. And so now, here she is as a digital media specialist in one of the most innovative, exciting industries in town and doing exceptionally well. So I couldn't be more proud. So I only hope with that knowledge I gained over the summer, I could give better information to students so they can make good decisions in the future. Chloe's interview and insights will help that, and she will be giving back to her Thurston community immediately. And it was a perfect way to end my summer because I got a huge hug, so that was great. But all of us at Elevate Lane County hope we can help open up more paths for students. Between the teacher's in-depth experience and my individual interviews, we have immediately expanded the opportunity to talk very specifically about technology industry opportunities, various skills needed, and things they can do right now. These students are not going to know what hit them. So I can't wait. I can't wait till that happens. So we hope you as an audience are inspired and will be on the lookout for our career pathway information and follow up with the Technology Association of Oregon's strong intentional work in the community by helping spread the information gained by this partnership of education and the local tech company. You too can help youth find their path to high-paying, creative, and rewarding careers in Lane County. Thank you.
Thank you very much to our three speakers, Heidi Larwick from Connected Lane County, and Jake Weatherly from Sheer Idea, and Amy Stranery from Thurston High School. Thank you very much. And it's my pleasure to introduce our first speaker. Dr. Gustavo Valderos is the superintendent for our local school district 4J. And Dr. Valderos has been the superintendent since 2015. He's come into the school district at a time with a lot of challenges, and he has risen to those challenges. And so it's our great honor to have him today as our first questioner. Thank you.
First, thank you for the honor for me to be here. And first of all, you know, we have in Lane County the right people in the right spots at the right time. Heidi, Jake, Amy, and the person that didn't speak was Matt Sayre over here. You are some of our tremendous county leaders, and thank you for your continued vision, your passion, and inspiration. Look forward for more to come here. It really is a really exciting time in Lane County. In other communities, there have been strong partnerships developed with industry. Two examples include the Pathways to Technology Early College High School, the PTECH program, and part of the Colorado Succeeds Project. This program integrates high school, college courses, and the workplace with a focus on technology, science, engineering, and mathematics. Mike's personal experience being in a Hillsborough school district is the Hillsborough model, where I spent 19 years, in which the chamber established in 1995 a relationship with 5,000 businesses in Washington County to support students in a variety of areas, including job shadows and interviews, and much more. In a student's senior year, all students had the opportunity for a minimum of a 15-hour internship. So every one of my, and I was a counseling coordinator at Glencoe High School. So all of my seniors had the experience of a minimum of 15 hours of an internship working with the chamber. And they did the placements. We actually had a college coordinator as well to help with that. My question to you is, what do you see the Elevate Lane County program? Where do you see the Lane County Elevate program head in the next few years? And what is the biggest obstacle in achieving the vision of Elevate Lane County? Thank you.
This is Heidi Larwick. So I think I will think about two big things. So we are a big county. We span from the coast to McKenzie, and then from Junction City down to Cottage Grove. And we support all 16 school districts in there. We have 29 high schools between our comprehensive and alternative. And so for me, it's ensuring that every high school has access to the program and to someone in their community that can provide an experience. It's not reasonable to think that students from McKenzie can come into Greater Eugene every Friday. So I think that's part of the vision and probably part of the obstacle is to identify industry partners in those communities that have the capacity to take these students. And then I would say the other piece to that, or the other vision, is that we want to see this be K-12. Right now, we've been very focused on high school experience. We're starting to move into middle school a little bit with our career fair. but we really want to be intentional about what is digital literacy in K-12, what is that entire vision? And so I think that's part vision and part the obstacle, figuring out we have 29 high schools, there's even more elementary schools, so how do we work with all of them? But I'm confident we can do it. We've had a very successful year, and I'm excited about those obstacles and figuring out a way to overcome them.
I'd like to add, as a participating company, we're very excited to help spread the word and evangelize the idea of being a remote team member. I have a software developer in Petaluma, California, who I got to know here in Eugene, another one in Raleigh, who I got to know here in Eugene, another one in Boulder, and we have others who are remote. One of whom in South Carolina I met for the first time after he worked for us for, I think, 14 months just a few weeks ago. And so, you know, for a student who's in Florence or up in the Coast Range or, nearing the Cascade Crest, no matter where they are with technology in the form of internet, telephone, computers, and software, I think it would be a great idea for us to extend the program not just for in-person opportunities, but also to help develop a remote workforce skill set, which I think is becoming more and more important every day.
Thank you very much. So we'd like to now take a break for about 5 minutes so those in the audience can come up with questions around the table. So we'll take that break and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Remember, only City Club members can ask the question at the microphone. But if you're a non-member guest, you're certainly welcome to help formulate the questions. Thank you.
This is KLCC Eugene 89.7, KLCO Newport 90.5, 89.1 KLFR Reedsport, and at 88.1 KLFO Florence, KMPQ Roseburg, KLBR Bend. KLCC is a service of Lane Community College. We're on Facebook and Twitter and online at klcc.org.
Thank you. Welcome back to the September 8th City Club program, and we are here talking about the educators getting into the high tech and understanding what's going on. So I have to do a couple of introductions here. Thank yous. Support for City Club of Eugene comes from members and sponsors, including University of Oregon Government and Community Relations, Hacksaw, Housing and Community Services Agency of Lane County, and also a welcome to our newest Sapphire level sponsors, Johnson & Johnson Lucas and Middleton Attorneys, and George Rohde Repair Shops, and a thank you to Jerry Gatos from Gatos, Churnside and Balthrop Attorneys for elevating their relationship with the City Club to a Sapphire sponsor. Thank you very much. So now to member questions. Remember, keep your questions short. We have about 15 minutes, so thank you.
Seidel, City Club member. I was surprised to learn that in Jake's firm, only 1/5 of his employees actually do coding. And most of the others are in areas that are generic. They are not specific to the tech industry. And the general qualities that were mentioned for students to succeed are also not specific to the tech industry. So is Elevate Lane County thinking of expanding to other growing industrial sectors, like healthcare?
Yes. So when we started the Elevate program, we looked at the industries where we were going to have the biggest growth and where there were most of the job opportunities. And the three in Lane County are tech, healthcare, and manufacturing. We started working with tech because they were the loudest voice and they were the most organized. And it was also the place where we had the biggest gaps in education. And so it felt like, all right, this is an opportunity for us to figure out what this full program would look like because we virtually have nothing. So the plan is tech first, and then we'll slowly add manufacturing this fall and into the next school year, and then health will be in spring 2018. Yes, and then from there, the idea is Elevate will be available to all students, all industries. We're just starting with the three biggest first.
Susan Connolly, City Club member. Thank you all so much for coming. Great program. At our table, we just had a tiny little comment, and that was that it seems like the things you folks are training the students for are what we used to call trades that used to be taught in the schools, and we're just thinking how sad it is that they aren't anymore. But our real question is, how do you know with this rapidly evolving technology, what jobs to train people for in the future?
I think from our perspective, this is Jake Weatherly from Cheer ID. I think that from our perspective, there are a lot of things that are some of these core characteristics, like being agile and being iterative, and embracing new languages if you're a software developer. But it is a rapidly changing environment, and to be able to embrace change and welcome change and have the core foundational skills to adapt to that change, I think is really critical. So I know that's not necessarily a trainable core characteristic, but I think it's woven into all of the experiences that these educators and students have available as a result of the program.
I just want to add that we have access to a lot of great data. So our local economists categorize different jobs and sort of what the biggest need are. We know for tech it's software development and website design, right? And we are very fortunate also to have this new investment in CTE, Career Technical Education, which was kind of the trades vocational, and it's an evolution of those. And in CTE, there are tracks that are right in line with software development and web design. And so the great thing about Elevate is being able to partner the education with industry so that we can really know, is this CTE track meeting the needs that you have here in the local economy? Does that help?
Mike Rose, City Club member. I speak and ask the question as a retired educator, having taught English at the high school and community college level for 36 years. Now, my question comes from the push for the legislatures to upgrade and make sure everybody is college prepared, and so they keep forcing new requirements like the fourth year in English, the fourth year in math. And do you really believe that that's training students more for what's necessary in the modern age? I thought, as I developed a technical report writing class at the college, the elements they wanted in an individual is a sense of independence, thinking abilities, agility, flexibility. I'm not certain that we've been pushing the right buttons or requirements. We've eliminated oral communication from our schools.
So what is the question?
We've eliminated music and the arts. I wonder, should we relook at the requirements?
Well, I think one thing that's really exciting is the Measure 98 that passed this past year. I know at Thurston High School, we're already seeing some of the benefits of that. We just hired a new CTE position that's expanding some of our positions with that. In terms of the four-year English requirement and math requirement, so when I started as a counselor 22 years ago, I think kids needed 2 years of math, 3 years of English, 22 credits. And so I tell the kids now, like, think about how much smarter you are than the generation before you. But what I do notice, I teach a college and career readiness class to juniors and seniors that I started a few years ago. And what I did notice is their writing skills in general were not that great. And I think that any time there is practice with writing is really, really important. And I can also say that as a mother. I have a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old who's leaving for college. So I agree, like, the technical skills of writing are really important as well. But as an educator who's been in the business now for 2 decades, which, you know, earth-shaking, it is important to see kids practice those skills. I was actually stunned in my interviews the number of times that people were saying, and these are programmers that are on their computer, talked about the importance of their writing skills. Because even though they're creating a website, they still have to communicate why they created the website that way to someone else. And so their ability to communicate well is really important.
Randy Prince, City Club member. Our table was struck by a couple things mentioned. The 200 openings in the industry and the fact that about 80% of the people in a tech company are actually not doing the highly specialized software coding. I wonder, you know, where are those openings? Do they tend to be the more specialized, or is it just finding people with the general business skills? And so the second part of my question is, regardless of where they are the schools really stepping up to provide every student at the high school level with kind of the general skills? In my day, before the personal computer.
Those are two questions already. So.
Okay, well, and I just, yeah. The, you know, we got typing, very valuable, speech, and I had chose to take photolithography and all the printing and publishing skills. Nowadays, we have operating software and a whole number of things, graphics programs, a lot of which you don't get in high school. Are we moving that direction as the general business skills? That's the second question. Okay.
Thank you.
I can answer the first a little bit, I think. So last year, as we were trying to onboard different school districts to participate, we took a look at those 200 job openings because we wanted to know if we start talking about it, are these only jobs that people with a four-year degree can have? But what we found is it was actually split pretty evenly in thirds. A third required a four-year degree, a third a two-year certificate, and a third were for someone with the right technical skills and maybe a year certificate program.
I'm Carrie Delf, City Club member. Our table wanted to know what you see as the role of mentorship in this program now that you've been piloting it for a year.
So I'll talk to the idea of mentorship during the internship because we haven't thought about after and if there's opportunities to do that. So part of the process for including a student in an internship includes an orientation with the students and then an orientation on site with the CEO, hopefully, and then the person who will be supervising them. And we have a very in-depth conversation about what that relationship will look like, because for the students, often it's their first time in a company, and for that person, it could be their first time supervising. We also heard from companies that there was actually a real benefit in having some of their junior staff do this because it provided some learning opportunity for them too. So we set up the internships very purposefully so that there was that communication at the beginning that we were creating that relationship right away that could hopefully last throughout the internship. We have regularly scheduled check-ins, and then at the end they have an opportunity to have a conversation about what did you learn, what else can you do. So I'd say that we have a very brief design, but something we could definitely think about for the long term.
Thank you. We have very little time left, so if we can get two questions in, if they're quick, thanks.
David Edrington, City Club member. Technology plays a large role in the manufacturing of actual tangible products. Computer-aided design, computer-aided manufacturing are examples. How do you plan to bring manufacturing technology into the program?
Manufacturing is our next industry that we'll be working with, and our Eugene Chamber and some of the other chambers have very strong relationships with manufacturing. I think that when we start to work with the manufacturing sector, we'll be looking a lot to manufacturing career technical education programs in the high school, and most of those have an AutoCAD component or a tech-enabled component to them, and so that will largely be where we get the students from. We'll be able to assess on the manufacturing side where they're willing to take a student, and we can also maybe make recommendations on different departments that would benefit particular students.
Okay. Thank you. Bob, last question.
Bob Cassidy, City Club member. My concern is about the funding for what you do. The school districts and the community colleges all say that if they go into something new, like you want the high schools to do, they have to draw from other programs. You get some funding from grants.
Bob, what it needs to be a really quick question, else we're going to run out of airtime.
I've indicated the question.
Okay, so where the funding comes from?
That's what I said.
Great. Okay, thank you.
And they did say there would be some funding from grants and donations. Where does the funding come from? Great. What is the future for that?
Thank you. Great question. Thank you, Bob.
For the initial startup, so we did receive money from the Oregon Department of Education, and we have received foundation grants. And the intent is that that money will be used to seed the program. We have committed to not asking our industry partners for money in the beginning, but I think that long-term sustainability will require their financial contribution. We cannot rely on grants, and our districts are already overextended. So I think that we will look to the community for financial partnership.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So before we thank our speakers today, there are a couple of guests that I'd like to introduce. We have a couple people from several of the different high-tech companies. So Celeste Marshall is here from IDK. Is Celeste still here, or did she have to go back to work? She had to go back to work. Yes, it's hard for working people to make our lunch meetings. And also Josh Kramers from CBT Nuggets. Josh, would you stand? And do you have anyone else from CBT with you? Great. Thank you for coming today. Yeah. And I'd also like to introduce Matt Sayer from Technology Association of Oregon. Thank you, Matt, for coming, and thank you for being part of this. So we also want to thank one of our in-kind sponsors. That's Dot Dotson's, one of our sponsors, Dot Dotson's Photography. And thank you to KLCC for airing our programs on Monday at 6:30, the following Monday. And to Community Television of Lane County for televising recent City Club meetings. So next week's program, next Friday, September 15th, is the program New Superbug Health Threats, The Scary Six. We're going to have Dr. Patrick Ludke, Senior Public Health Officer for Lane County, is going to be here as our speaker. And so more information about future programs can be found online at the City Club's website at cityclubofeugene.org. Now let's give a big round of applause and thank you to Jake, Heidi, and Amy, and Dr. Balderas. Thank you. Thank you. That concludes today's program.